BeastNet is brought to you by James Safety Services and in partnership with Beast OCR. Here we discuss all things OCR and fitness related, running, endurance, conditioning, rucking, and more. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everyone out there in BeastNet land, Hammer here, and on this month's Beast Report, Kim is talking with our very own Jonathan Butler.
Well, hi, we're here with Jonathan Butler today, and he's one of our beasts. He just has so much fun out there on the course, and it's just a pleasure to have as one of our members. And so, Jonathan, we just wanted to ask you a few questions for the Beast Report podcast. And first of all, let's see, I guess we'll just jump right in and ask you, what was your first OCR race and what made you decide to try it?
So my first OCR race, I go back to when I was 8 years old, and that's a long time ago. And I'm claiming this is my first OCR race. One of our gym sessions at school was called Pirate, and the teacher used to lay out in the gym all like the vaulting equipment, the boxes and the ropes and the beams or the climbing things you had on the walls. That was like my favorite session of all gym. And used to, two people were pirate to chase everybody else. And I just remember jumping over these boxes and climbing up the ropes and everything. And I'm claiming that as my first ever OCR because it was so similar to what we're doing now. And it's always stuck with me. But I guess you really want to know about first is the Spartan Sprint in April of 2018, so not that long ago.
No, no.
Yeah.
And that was a cold. That was a cold one as well as the Spears too.
Oh my God, that was it wasn't as bad. I went to watch a friend do the super the day before, and that was horrific weather. And I remember standing there freezing to death, thinking, "What are those crazy people doing out there?" And I was so cold just standing there. I actually wanted to run to keep warm. I was so worried about doing the sprint the next day. I just kept still and tried to save my energy.
Oh, my goodness. But what a way to start.
But I ran the yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the only way is up after those 2 days, I think. But so I ran the sprint with my son, who showed me up. And I think I failed probably about five or six dog stores. I was so tired at the end of it. I couldn't get over the... it seemed to be a 50-foot wall. By the time I got to the end, I'm sure it was a 50-foot wall. And I couldn't get over that. And I was so disappointed at the end. I was determined to go back and get over that bloody wall. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And now you've done a lot of Spartan races. Do you know how many offhand?
No. I know I've done 15, and I think I did nine. Nine last year. So in the grand scheme of things, probably compared to some people, not that many. But I've done a few of the other ones, like Terrain Race, Warrior Dash, Dirty Dash, anything ending with Dash.
oh, I love it. Mudder. They're all so much fun.
To say I'm addicted.
So, fun. So you're good.
I'm not addicted. I'm not addicted.
You don't have a problem.
No, I don't have a problem.
That's funny. Oh, gosh. Well, they sure are fun. Oh, my goodness. Oh, so how has OCR helped you overcome challenges?
Well, yeah. I thought about this one, and I don't really have anything too exciting about this one. It's not like, you know, people like Michael Lee. I see people like Michael Lee. He'd overcome challenges. Oh, my God. I don't know if he's ever been on, but he has. He has a story to tell about, you know, near-death experiences and how OCR helped him back into that. And then you've got people like Eric Riesman and Virginia Nicholson who have run Spartans with broken limbs and everything. So I think mine pale into insignificance compared to people like that. And you look at people like Casey and stuff. But you wouldn't believe it, but I've always been a very shy person. Very introverted. Don't have a big circle of friends. I'm one of those people who has a very small, close circle of friends. And but I always envied, the beast people, seeing them gathering and everybody getting together and having a good time and everything. And I think it's really brought me out of my shell a bit, you know, about
talking
to people. I'm one of these people
you'll find. Yes, you're always so friendly.
Yeah, that's because everybody else is. There's no, you know, everybody accepts everybody there. And, you know, people are great. And I feel bad sometimes when everybody's being friendly and I'm standing on the outside and I force myself to say hi to people. And after a while, it's become a lot more natural and easier. And, you know, it's kind of helped me. I'm getting on a little bit. It's not easy to make friends when you're getting older and keep moving cities. So, you know, meeting this great group of nutcases has been a big help to me.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I can relate. I tend to be a little shy, too, and it's really hard to meet people like, you know, when you just say hi in the grocery store line or what do you do? So I can completely relate. This group has just been so fun, and we all have this crazy fun thing in common that we're all so excited about. It just, it makes getting to know people so easy and so perfect, and I love it.
Yeah, and I met my girlfriend through OCR, through Spartan Racing. Aww. But I don't think she should be classed as a challenge, or she wouldn't be happy about being put in a challenge thing. But it certainly helped me. It's awesome.
Oh, definitely. Well, that kind of just leads right into what do you love most about the OCR community?
Because it is a community. It's like, whether it's on the internet, on Facebook, or you go to places and you meet people and you're all doing the same thing. And, you know, like I say, everybody accepts everybody. There's, I've been to places where I've never thought about going to before. I've been to Arizona and been racing in Montana, like a lot of people, but Austin and Las Vegas and everywhere you go, there's people doing the same thing and they're willing to talk to you about stuff. And you're running knee deep through mud and crap and everything. And the person next to you is going to turn around and have a chat with you. And no matter where you go, someone's going to say, hey, why don't we go? Well, we're having something to eat after. It's just awesome, I think. I think that's the biggest thing for me. It's just that it is a real community and a real friendly community. I haven't met anybody that hasn't been awesome yet. You know, people like arranging workouts. You can go for a workout with somebody on a Sunday morning. They'll do it for free. Or you got workouts like Jesse does with West Coast Obstacles. You've got Jeannie Neiman's horrible, awful workouts that she makes us do. But and you just meet people like that all the time. It's crazy good.
It really is neat. So who inspires you?
I've got four boys, and they inspire me just to be a better person every day. They're scattered around the world, and we don't keep in touch because they're in Canada and they're in Germany, they're in England. But just to be a good role model for them and try and be better for them always just keeps me going. But I got a whole list of people that inspire me. Just everybody in this obstacle course community, everybody who steps out onto that course and puts themselves through the pain and the effort that we do, I think it's awesome. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, I think, or what you're doing, whether you're in age group, whether you're in open. I think just going through things like Lebec and some of the Montana, and you meet people who go, oh yeah, I've done that course. You go, wow, that's awesome. I know what you've been through. I think one of the biggest things, I was in Laughlin, if that's how you say it, and I watched the Para Spartans. I was there for the first Para Spartan race, and I was volunteering then. And, oh my God, like I say, you never complain that your leg hurts again. What those people do and the effort they put in is just inspirational. It was incredible to witness those people go around the course, and then you know you think I've hurt my leg, or I can't get a wall, or I'm not going to try the rings. I always keep that in my mind when I come to a difficult obstacle or difficult for me. And I think, well, you know, there's people, you know, putting their heart and soul into it. So I'm going to give it a go. And then, just so many people. I mean, I could take up the whole thing, just naming people. I mean, Adam and Nick Thompson have been a big influence on my OCR. Eric Riesman, who was the first person I met in Roadrunner Sports at Green Lake, who was just so friendly. And, you know, I always see him. I'm running around doing whatever it is. I think it was Warrior Dash, or I'm doing a beast somewhere, and you're going to see Eric on a volunteer table somewhere. And, you know, he gets out there, and sometimes he's just there for people. Maybe not competing or anything, but he's just there. And, of course, he did a Spartan with a broken leg. So, yeah, they're the people. People who are totally invested in this. I'm quite inspired by them.
Oh, love it.
Stay tuned. The Beast Report continues after this quick commercial break.
Do you like challenges that are fun, tough, and might use tacos? Head on over to beastchallenge.com and check out our upcoming events, including Beasts 5K Plus, a combination of race and endurance event, and the Bucket Mile. Keep an eye on the Beasts OCR Facebook group for event gatherings. For more information, head on over to beastchallenge.com and the Beasts OCR Facebook group. You'll be glad you did.
What is your favorite OCR memory?
That's another interesting question for me, because I don't think I've had a really big moment in OCR. It's all the little, again, it goes back to all the little things. The Seattle Super this year, because it was so bloody hard. and it was just
so cold.
That weather. And knowing that you've completed it and you've gutted it through, going into that river for the second time when it was so cold, and then keeping going, I think just that, completing that. My first Tough Mudder, I think, was awesome. I really enjoyed Tough Mudder because everybody was helping everybody. And I always sing the praises of Tough Mudder because I think it's a little bit more cooperative than Spartan. Spartan is kind of individual, but Tough Mudder, everybody helps. And I remember trying to get out of those bloody cold for the first time. And, you know, I'm 6'4" and I couldn't get out.
Oh, guys.
Somebody there to help me. I think I'd still be there now if somebody hadn't helped me out.
Those are toughies.
Yeah, so it's just the little things. It's running around the course, and I was seeing some spectacular scenery, like in Montana or Austin, just being in the middle of somewhere you would never normally go. And then all of a sudden you see somebody like you pop up somewhere, or Kelly Cole pops up, and you know, they're the good memories I have of that. Well, maybe one day if I ever get on a podium or if I do an ultra, I'll have a big moment, but it's just competing and just seeing these little things happening at the time. This is what I keep remembering. I'm very fresh. I'm only 2 years into it. And so we'll see. I'll wait for that big moment.
Oh, well, tell us something about yourself that few people know, whether OCR related or not.
I'm British, stiff upper lip and all that. But my son is in the U.S. Army.
Now, how did that happen?
I don't know. I keep trying to...
oh, no.
We're conflicted. I tell him, what if the U.S. goes to war with England? Pick a side. What if England decides to invade the U.S.? U.S. What are you going to do then? And I told him he's got to... So, yeah, that's probably some... I think it's easy to tell I'm British, but not... I got a boy in the U.S. Army.
Oh, gosh. So when did you move here?
14. I think it's 14 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I've lost my accent by now.
Not quite. Oh, goodness.
Well, I say things like tomato.
Tomato, see, instead of tomato.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, goodness. So what are your goals for 2019 and going into 2020?
Not much of 2019 left. I got Tahoe World
Championship
in 2 weeks, and I just want to finish that course. I think that's going to be awesome to be, just to know I've run the World Championship course. Then I got two Beasts. I want to do back-to-back Beasts in Dallas. So Saturday Beast, Sunday Beast.
Oh, wow.
And then, wow. You're going, wow, he's an idiot. I'm not ready for an ultra yet.
What year could be close? Next year, the Dallas Ultra is a good one.
Yeah, maybe next year if I've still got my legs still work and my knees haven't given up. And I'm on course 5 trifecta, so that's my aim.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's a lot.
Well, it's a big step up from last year, that's for sure.
You got the bug for sure on that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Next year on my list is that I want to get out to more places that I haven't been to, like Utah and Colorado. I think I'd like to go to those places just because they're venues I haven't been to. Bone Frog in Vegas, that's on my list to do a Bone Frog. I hear they're awesome. And do the Hawaii trifecta weekend.
Oh gosh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I hear that's an awesome weekend. I see all the photos of people from doing that one.
And a warm dunk wall.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. They couldn't possibly make that cold, could they?
Yeah. I don't think so. Oh, I love it. So the Tahoe Beast, that's just next weekend, and I'm going too, so hopefully I'll see you there, and God, it's so exciting, isn't it? It's just like, I'm running Saturday in the open heat, and I think I'm glad because I just saw an update on the forecast, and it's going to be a little chillier than they were predicting, so.
Oh, really? Oh no.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I'm in the opening. I've got a 12 o'clock time on Saturday, which I'm happy with because hopefully it'll be a bit warmer.
It'll warm up, exactly. I think I'm at 9, so I'll just have to run faster.
Kick hard in that lake and warm it up.
Yes. Oh, it'll be so much fun, though. Did you go last year?
No, this will be your first year at Tahoe as well, so.
My first year. It's so neat. Like, you get there and all the races are fun, but when you get there, the festival area is like Spartan Disneyland. I mean, it's just over the top, so much going on and so much fun. They have a stage and a big screen so you can watch others race, sit there, and they had the rope climb right in the middle of the festival, you know, of the area there, and they had, you know, like a beer garden right next to it, and so the people drinking beer were heckling us as we were climbing, you know, it's like faster, and gosh, so it's really a neat experience.
I think that's one of the things they did at Seattle Spartan this year. They had the beer garden right next to the multi-rig, just created such a great atmosphere, I think. People cheering on the multi-rig people, and that was awesome.
That really was. Yep, it was a big crowd there, that's for sure. Oh, so you also, besides OCRs, you just did a Ragnar, I believe.
Yeah, the Ragnar Light. It was the sunset race, beat the sunset. That was awesome. I loved that. I loved that format. So it was like short. So it was the lengths were four miles each, and you did 2 each.
Okay.
You just had to beat the sunset. You had to finish your 31 miles as a 4-person team by. It was, I think it was about 6:50, but it was just such a great atmosphere. The changeover area, and you know, the huge amount of people waiting for their runners to come back in, everybody cheering, and you know, I just got signed up with people I didn't know, hadn't met before, and everybody was great, and we had a fantastic team spirit. People waiting for each other, cheering them on. My first experience in Ragnar, I really enjoyed it.
That's great.
I'm not sure I'm ready for
I know. Those are kind of intimidating, but I think it'd be so fun.
I think the thing that scares me most about that is trying to sleep in a minivan. I'm way too tall and too old for. I don't bend like that anymore.
Oh, I don't bend like that. Yeah, being your height, that is, would be a challenge to trying to sleep in there. Holy cow.
Yeah, maybe 30 I could have done that. But I know they do the Ragnar Trail, where it's like a campsite again, and everybody camps, and then you go out and run your leg, and you come back to the camp. So there's no mini bus. Oh, I'm going to try and do that next year. That would seem to be a lot of fun. Yeah,
that would be neat. Oh, and what about any other running races that you're going to do?
Well, I think I've done my running with you. Cornet Clark has made me do a lot of races, which have been thoroughly enjoyable. I did my first half marathon this year, which was the rock and roll half marathon.
Nice.
But my knees are wearing out on the hard ground. So I'm limiting my road running. But I do like trail. I ran up Squawk Mountain. They had a race up, I don't know, Squawk Mountain, S-Q-U-A-K.
I've gone on that trail.
Yeah.
That starts up.
It was called
so steep.
Run the Mountain. That was hard. Oh, my God, that was hard.
Yeah. That's pretty steep. Oh.
Yeah. That was a fun little race. Going up, coming down wasn't much fun. But trail racing. I'll probably try and do a lot more trail next year for the race, the running part. I only really run to get to the next obstacle. I'm not big on running for running's sake.
That's what makes obstacle course races so much fun.
Yeah. And I do like Move Spartan Made to do the, what's the super? Is it 8K, 8 kilometers?
The super's about 8 miles.
Well, they've standardized it now, haven't they? They've made it a fixed distance.
It makes it a bit shorter.
Is it 8 miles?
Okay. I was thinking it might be 7 to 8 or...
Yeah, and I think it's a bit shorter now because they made it into kilometers, but... I think that makes it really fun because the obstacles will come a bit quicker. So I'm looking forward to that next year to do some faster supers. But I do like the fact that they kept the beast the long distance. I think the beast and the ultra should always be the ultimate. They should be the tough challenge. But I'm looking forward to the faster sprints and supers next year.
Ah, neat. And good.
I'm looking forward to being 60. I stand more chance of podiuming. When I can get to 60.
You'll get on there. You'll do it.
I'm just going to lie about my age.
Well, I always tell everyone that, you know, that I'm just slightly over 21.
No, you need to go the other way. You need to say you're 70, although no one would believe it with you, Kim. But then, you'll be the only person in that 70 group. I just get on the podium once.
That's right. I'm the only one out here.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you'd like to share or anything else you're thinking of sports-wise next year?
No, this keeps me busy. I mean, I find that it takes me 3 or 4 days to recover and then 3 or 4 days to get ready for the next race. So it's this is enough for me. I'm not sure I could fit any more in. I'd like to, I'll probably go for a little bit more next year, but I think, like many people, I'd like to branch out a bit and do some of the other races, the Bone Frogs and the Warrior X, or, you know, some of those other ones.
Mm-hmm.
See what Savage Race over on the East Coast is meant to be awesome. Try and do that. But, I'm totally wrapped up in this at the moment. So if my body holds out, I'll keep going at this for a while. Then I'll try and get into something else, maybe. But, I'll do obstacle golf or something.
Oh, there you go. Obstacle golf.
I'll invent obstacle golf. So when I get a lot older.
Oh, gosh, I love it. Anything else you'd like to share offhand?
No, just thanks to everybody in the Beast community and, everybody who's out there running and says hi. And it's just been an awesome year. And, you know, BeastNet and Mike and Adam and Nick and all these people I met, Jeannie, too many to mention, like Oscars, drag me off the stage when I keep going. So many people have helped me out or been an inspiration to me. So thank you all.
That's wonderful. And you're just equally an inspiration to us too. You're always so fun and pleasant and just, you know, a joy to have out there. So it's been a great year and be another great one to come.
And are you doing Tough Mudder tomorrow?
I am. I'm just doing the 5K. Oh. I did the Warrior Dash Exchange. So I'm going to run with a gal I haven't met before. She actually, one of our other beasts said, hey, is anyone running? So I didn't realize she was doing the 5K. So it worked out perfect. So maybe we'll get a new beast with us now.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh. So you're going to be up with you? Yeah, definitely. Okay. Perfect. It'll be fun. Great.
I'm not looking forward to the ice bath.
I know. I'm doing the 5K, and so I don't think that we have to do that one. Yeah. And that makes me happy because I don't even like dunk walls.
Yeah, you're very smart. Yeah.
So, well, great. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan, and have a great race in Tahoe and Tough Mudder tomorrow. And boy, I'll probably be seeing you in Dallas too. We're like on the same trek here.
Yeah. Yeah, can't wait. And thank you. I feel as I'm honored to be selected to be on the BeastNet podcast. I don't know why you picked me, but it's been an absolute honor for me. Yeah.
Well, we're really happy to have you on here. You're just, you know, the epitome of a beast, you know, just helping out, having fun, a good racer, you just doing it all. So I'm really glad that we had you on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, Kim. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast. If you haven't done it yet, find us on Facebook. Like and share the post. Give us a review on iTunes or Spotify. All these things will help to expand the show in the future. This show is brought to you by James Safety Services in partnership with Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at beastocr.com.